120. O ye the elected representatives of the people in every land, take ye counsel together, and let your concern be only for that which profiteth mankind, and bettereth the condition thereof, if ye be of them that scan heedfully. Regard the world as the human body, which though at its creation whole and perfect, hath been afflicted through various causes with grave disorders and maladies. Not for one day did it gain ease, nay, its sickness waxed more severe as it fell under the treatment of ignorant physicians, who gave full rein to their personal desires and have erred grievously. And if at one time, through the care of an able physician, a member of that body was healed, the rest remained afflicted as before. Thus informeth you the all-knowing, the all-wise. We behold it in this day at the mercy of rulers so drunk with pride that they cannot discern clearly their own best advantage, much less recognize a revelation so bewildering and challenging as this. And whenever any one of them hath striven to improve its condition, his motive hath been his own gain, whether confessedly so or not. And the unworthiness of this motive hath limited his power to heal or cure. That which the Lord hath ordained as the sovereign remedy and mightiest instrument for the healing of all the world is the union of all its peoples in one universal cause, one common faith. This can in no wise be achieved except through the power of a skilled, an all-powerful and inspired physician. This verily is the truth, and all else naught but error.